Chairman Adams and members of the Board of Regents, I respectfully request the board approval for the following resolution for Lieutenant General Joseph F. Weber for his service to Texas A&M University. Whereas Lieutenant General Joseph Weber received his Bachelor of Science degree from Texas A&M University in 1972, and whereas Lieutenant General Weber served the nation for 36 years in the United States Marine Corps, and his final active duty Marine Corps assignment was as Commander, Marine Forces Command, Commanding General Fleet, Marine Forces Atlanta, Commanding General Marine Bases Atlanta, where he was responsible for 74,000 personnel with an annual budget of $80 million and holdings and assets totaling $33 billion. And whereas Lieutenant General Weber served as Vice President for Student Affairs at Texas A&M University, where he managed a division of over 600 staff and a budget of approximately $100 million per year, serving over 52,000 students. And whereas during his tenure, Lieutenant General Weber oversaw approximately $600 million in renovation and new construction of numerous facilities, including the Memorial Student Center, Hullabaloo Residence Hall, Corps Halls and Living and Learning Centers, and the Coltis Student Services Building, and initiated the planning of the West Campus Housing Project and the renovations to the Commons Facility and the Student Recreation Center. And whereas during Lieutenant General Weber's Vice Presidency, the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets grew from 1,888 cadets to over 2,450, its largest membership since 1970. And whereas Lieutenant General Weber's commitment to helping students be personally and academically successful led to his collaboration with academic and university partners in the establishment of the Academic Success Center. And whereas recognizing the need to provide additional support to the growing number of returning student veterans, Lieutenant General Weber represented Texas A&M University in Congress with congressional testimony about veteran services and led the effort to create the Veteran Resource and Support Center, which further established Texas A&M University as a veteran-friendly campus. And whereas Lieutenant General Weber, in an effort to maximize opportunities and create efficiencies within the Division of Student Affairs, facilitated the addition of the Department of Music Activities and the consolidation of the University Art Galleries and the University Center and Special Events. And whereas Lieutenant General Weber led efforts to partner with Sterling Golf, leading to a multi-million-dollar renovation of the campus course designed by architect Jeff Blum, and whereas Lieutenant General Weber played a critical role in the recognition of Clarence Sasser as Texas A&M University's 8th Medal of Honor recipient, and whereas recognizing the Division of Student Affairs' role in developing students into leaders of character dedicated to serving the greater good, Lieutenant General Weber oversaw the creation and expansion of various high-impact experiences, including the Corps of Cadets International Excursions and the I-Lead Maroon Leadership Programs. And whereas Lieutenant General Weber always treated the Aggie family as his own, as he met with countless prospective current and former students and faculty and staff, listening to their stories and sharing his own, now therefore be it resolved that the students, former students, parents, faculty, staff, and administration of Texas A&M University express their enduring appreciation for the leadership Lieutenant General Weber has provided to the Texas A&M University Division of Student Affairs by conferring upon him the title of Vice President Emeritus for Student Affairs to be effective immediately. And be it further resolved that the resolution be included in the minutes with copies thereof, signed by the Chairman of the Board of Regents, and be presented to Lieutenant General Weber and to the archives of Texas A&M University as an expression of appreciation for his service to Texas A&M University, adopted this first day of May 2014.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hussey. I will accept a motion for the approval of agenda item 12, this resolution. Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
No, same sign. Thank you. Agenda item 12 is approved. Will Joe and Brenda, I can't.
They're back there, sir.
Oh, there you go. Joseph, would y'all come forward and allow us to have a photo with you in this, with this resolution? Thank you. Joseph, I know you just said a few words a few minutes ago, but if you would like to address the audience right now, that'd be great. I should have asked you.
Just a few minutes, because I know everybody's out here saying that we got a lot of work to do, and I know you do. And I would just tell you, the board, I feel somewhat inadequate in doing this as a young student cadet here to be able to meet Ford Albritton on this campus and know who he was and what he did. My resolution, it's really an honor to follow him, and I mean that. But I just want to thank all of you for, you can't imagine how honored I feel and how privileged I feel to be able to come back and work those in this room that I've worked with, who have taken me in on their team, who've mentored me, helped me, brought me in on in making some great decisions that I think were good for the school and supported them. I thank you. And also to the presidents of the other A&M University systems, please go back to your Vice President of Student Affairs and Services and express my thanks to them, because they helped me so much in this position. I did not come in the student affairs background that many of them had, but without their help and their leadership and their guidance, I would not have been able to accomplish what I did. So thank you all very much. Gig them and keep doing great things for the Texas A&M University system. Appreciate it.